Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that boots, jump and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the moon smiling.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night, cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell a pig from a mile away.
I bet you'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
a
cowboy, baby,
with the top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
West Coast chillin' with the moon flying.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night, cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell a pig from a mile away.
There you go. This is what all these fine fans think.
you. This is what they do with their pictures. And now you're working out with Mr. T. You know what T stands for? And yeah, hello, 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 junkyard dog.
Hello, am I talking to anyone? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, he, you have learned since I seen you last time. You spoke one of
them. Real smart, Piper. You're real, real smart.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Okay, what are you doing working out with a piece of trash like Key, man? What are you doing?
Are you worried, Piper? Don't worry. Don't sweat. I'm not worried. Who said I've been working out with him?
I got my spies. I know. I ain't worried about nothing. But worried, you got no chain on, and you look so good in your chains, huh? I know you come from Lynchburg. Did you lend it to T?
Wait a minute. You're getting a little personal, Piper. Don't start talking about Lynchburg, Virginia. You're trying to bring back old memories. So keep yourself cool, Piper, okay? Keep yourself.
Chances. He went for the moonsault within 10 minutes of the opening bell. Sting had it scouted. Of course, it's such an awareness factor. You know that the moonsault is his hold.
Sting meets him with a foot to the midsection. And Sting now going after the Great Muta. Sting has that red mist all over him now. Picks him up high.
Yeah, great strength. Japanese fans are very impressed with Sting's strength. What's he gonna do here? Uh-oh.
He throws him over the top, down to the floor.
Now in America, that would be a disqualification. The match would be over. Same as, oh, Sting on the top.
Flying.
Wow, right on the top, Tony.
Landing on him. You see the press and the entourage gathered around Sting.
We want to clarify the rule in this match. Over the top rope is legal. Like we said earlier, they perfect techniques to go over the top rope. But it will not be. Fujinami cannot lose the title tonight by throwing Flair over the top rope, as it would be if he was wrestling another Japanese or under Japanese sanction.
As you say, our next match, the world title match, will be under WCW sanction rules, and now Sting hooking into the Great Muta. I think we also should mention the fans were cheering when both wrestlers rolled back in. You could hear that. Fans love for the action to stay in the ring here.
They certainly do. They want to see winners and losers here. They want to see may the best man win. They really believe that very simple cliche, an old adage. They don't like a count. That's why 20 is a count out. I mean, it gives you plenty of time to get back in the ring.
Right. Side headlock from the Great Muta. A lot of high risk maneuvers earlier on. Now they're right in the center of the ring. Shoulder block takedown. Sting is down.
Sting's got to slow Muta down somewhere.
Oh, he got him up high, face first that time.
Sting wanted to emphasize more mat wrestling, more of a ground attack, if you will. Because he's stronger, he wanted to use that strength and that bulk. Muta a little smaller, but a lot quicker. So this is a good hold for Sting, this front face lock, because it keeps Muta under control, which is hard to do.
Sting waits on Muta to get up and then grabs once again. As you take a look at the back, Flying Brian and the Steiners, Tim Horner all out.
All right, that's an open.
The reporters I talked to said that they had watched some of Muta's training exercises, and he was using a heavy bag, karate kicking a heavy bag. Thinks that Sting's ribs are susceptible, so we may see that in a contest. He may go for the ribs of Sting with those karate kicks with his instep. He's got his finger design there, it looks like. Fans don't like that at all here.
They do not like, as a matter of fact, early in the match, even though a lot of them love the Great Muta, when he looked to the crowd and went thumbs down, they all booed that thumbs down.
Two stiff kicks right to the ribs.
To the ropes. Sting ducked out of the way. Gets a foot into the midsection. Here he comes. All right.
Face first again, grounding the Great Muta. That's the modus operandi that Sting is using here, to ground the Great Muta.
Because, like, supposedly they can hear you, even though it's all, like, 10,000 leagues under the sea.
Hi, baby. It's me. It's Vanessa. I can't wait to meet you. Can you hear me, baby? Sweet angel. Oh, God. That was magical.
We'll be right back. enough. He wants to become junior heavyweight champion. So you see, NWO has got their mind on all the titles. They figure once they hold all the titles, you're going to have to go deal with them, and they're going to be hard to deal with.
Well,
you can deal with them
all. I said this to Tony before. Let 06 go out here behind the truck with Dean Malenko or Rey Mysterio Jr. or Chris Jericho, if you will, and let's see what he's got. Yeah.
I would think like those three guys talking to you.
I want to know what's going on. They are cheering on Jericho, and I just, on the surface, it seems they are just protecting the back of Jericho, which is good. In the first match, we had the Horsemen protect the back of Jeff Jarrett. And now, the Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah, but my take on that guy, you know, we talk about protecting backs. Bottom line is the Taskmaster in his game that he is playing is truly only out for one thing, and that is the Dungeon of Doom. He don't get along with the Horsemen. There is bad blood flowing there, and we know that. So I guarantee you, their intentions are bad. They ain't good. And I'm not so sure about that take that they protected somebody's back. It's good to see him out here, even though we don't like him.
Well, the Taskmaster
because
does
the NWO out here. What?
I said the Taskmaster does not get along with anybody.
That's true.
Never has, never will. He's got his own little group of people or ghouls he associates with.
Wow. Six hitting the top turnbuckle very hard that time. And Chris Jericho.
He needs to mount some offense. When I say he, meaning Chris Jericho.
Right now, WCW has the greatest array of talent I've ever seen in my life in this
no
sport.
No question.
Without a doubt.
In this sport. Right hand down goes Six. And Jericho with
there you
a
go.
Second win there, knocked the slobber right out of him that time. In the rope, pick up. Down he goes.
Hey,
spinning
Tony,
back kick.
Tony, don't be. I had said it earlier in the back about the slobber. That's like my line deal, you know.
Sorry.
I mean, don't be you my slobber.
I knew
knocker.
I got that from somewhere.
That was a slobber knocker.
Jericho using the top turnbuckle as a springboard and being admonished by Nick Patrick on the inside.
Yeah, Nick really ain't making no fast moves.
Ow!
Right over in the vicinity of the Dungeon of Doom.
Right at the lap of Taskmaster Conan, Big Bubba.
Jericho's turning it on right now, can't make a mistake.
Up on top, back elbow.
He may have him here.
One, two, well that was a slow count, two count.
I thought the count was a little quick.
Hurt you too. Ash? Any suggestions from you or mother?
No, we're still collating.
You what? You're still collating? I find that hard to believe.
What would you like me to do?
Just what you've been doing, Ash. Nothing. I've got access to Mother now, and I'll get my own answers, thank you.
All right.
Drink it and shake my hand. You want courage, I'll show you courage you can't understand. Pearl and silver resting on my night table. It's just me, Lord.
Some people. you think you got it tough. Your wife doesn't respect you. Your kids think you're a failure. A good day for you is when you don't come across any new foot diseases. Believe me, I sympathize. But you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal. My wife gained 100 pounds for every year we were married. We had two kids, I think. She ate them, I don't know. I hated driving home so much I had vanity plates written up that said, hit me. But despite it all, she loved me. You know how I know? Because she told me! Oh, yeah. When I was at work, she loved my father, my brother, my bookie. But when I found my grandfather's teeth in my bed, under the pillow, then I knew there was trouble in paradise. That's what I did what any other man would do, Bundy. I canceled my insurance and I hung myself. Showed her, huh?
And you're here to help me.
That I am, my man. See, if I help you, I get my wings. And that means a lot up there, especially with the chicks. If I get my wings, I get to pick up on the girls who died young.
Thank you.
paciencia, los Guns N' Roses con la intervención de Slash en el medio de la canción, haciendo un solo de Imagine por FM Hit desde el estadio de River Plate.
So, how are you enjoying Hinkley Hills? We just love it. Don't we?
Yes.
Klopek. What is that, Slavic?
No.
Oh, about a 9 on the tension scale, Rube. How do you like living here so far, huh? Pretty comfortable house, ain't it? Good solid walls. Good solid floors. Oh. Got somebody tied up in the old cellar, have you, Rube? Just you and Unc living here in the house. Is that it, Sonny?
No. Oh, please, this is a small family. Me, the young boy, and my brother, the doctor.
Well, won't it be nice to have a doctor in the neighborhood?
You know, I think it's great that you've been able to stay with all the original wood. I was never over here when the Knapps lived here.
How unfortunate for the Knapps.
You know, it's funny, but I don't ever remember seeing a moving van out front, Ruben.
I don't understand that. It was parked outside all day.
Really?
Say, how is the...
Lovely thought, mouth to mouth, raining heaven's blows, hand on heart, tic-tac-toe, under the stars, naked as we flow, cheek to cheek, the bittersweet, commit your crime.
Thank you.
chasing dreams for so long. Just one step behind, and then they're gone. Illusions of love would come and go. I guess you have to hurt before.